What is up and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers Podcast. I am your host, Jared Gordon, and today I'm going to be going over this Sunday's DFS slate where I have my studs, my duds, and my value plays. And week two is already full of injuries, great prices, and matchups. Who could have asked for a better start of the season? First, I'll give you my guys to avoid, whether it's based on matchup or just high ownership. And I'm trying to avoid this, mainly all the chalkiest plays. Some of the main guys people are going to be gravitated towards are Devontae Adams, Adam Thielen, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, and Scotty Miller are all guys that I see being super chalky this week in particular. Now, of course, I don't mind having these guys in my lineup, but I don't think for one they will get anywhere near what they did last week, of course. Also, I think with everyone wanting a piece of them, you won't be able to diversify yourself from, the groups, as most will be, constructing the same type of lineups with the type of money you'll be having, similarly spending now with what you have left over. Now, a couple of guys I don't see meeting expectations and aren't even worth rostering are Christian McCaffrey, I know, shocker, James Conner, Will Fuller, Nyheim Hines, and Frank Gore / Josh Adams, or aka any other Jets running back that you're thinking is a great value play right now. Now, for CMC, the Bucks always tend to put running backs in their place, and they have to be touchdown dependent in order to make their value. And I hate depending on that. So that's why he's a quick fade for me, especially for how much he costs. Like, it's just pointless. For Connor, he's not completely healthy. And Snell will definitely be more involved now, as he's almost forced the coach's hand to put him in and be on the field more often based on his performance compared to Connor last week. Now, Fuller is a guy that he could do okay, but he's not going to reach that ceiling that people are hoping for that, he'll reach as a, it's the Ravens defense that he's going up against. They're pretty damn good. And he will get his targets, I know that. But I'm almost certain there's not going to be as many completions and they're not going to get as much connection. And honestly, I'd rather, if I'm going to take any chance of a wide receiver going up against the Ravens, I'm going to take a chance on Brandon Cooks, as he's going to be way cheaper and less ownership. Now, Hines, he was only relevant last week because he had two touchdowns. You take those away, he would have 13 points, which is okay. But now you're hoping he either finds the end zone again, or he's targeted more than 8 times again this week. Lastly, don't trust any Jets running back, whether it's Gore, Adams, or even potentially Perrine, since reports say that he might get some playing time this week. So it's a giant shit show right now, and you shouldn't want any part of that. At least not until it gets filtered out. Real quick, I just gotta let you guys know about Monkey Knife Fight, which is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports game. Their website is ridiculously user-friendly and easy to navigate through. And if you sign up today using my promo code FFLOVERS, you will get up to a $50 match on your first deposit. That's free money, guys. Sign up today and join the fun that Monkey Knife Fight has to offer. Because, as of right now, you're missing out. Okay, now time for the good stuff. I'm going to talk about my favorite plays this week, my stud muffins, as they will anchor down my lineups and carry me to the promised land. Now, Saquon Barkley for $8,400 will be one of my most highly owned players, as he had, quote-unquote, a down week, but once he was in the open space, he looked amazing. Now going up against the Bears that let the man, the myth, the legend, Adrian Peterson run all over them for 94 yards on just 14 carries. Yes, give me Barkley at a discounted price against a suspect run defense with, you know, still work in the passing game and he has a possible positive or neutral game script. My next two guys that I like stacking together are Michael Gallup and Calvin Ridley. Why those two guys specifically? Let me explain my reasoning. So, for one, this game is, you know, in particular, is projected to be one of the highest scoring games. And with that being said, you generally want a piece of that pie, since touchdowns are what really make, you know, that's what you really want in DFS, as that's what really separates you from the pack. Now, for the Cowboys side, I want Gallup because he's going at 5,600, which is a great value in general, but he's also technically only $700 less than Cooper. So that means a ton of people will be on the Cooper bandwagon, especially since he had 14 targets last week. However, Gallup still had the most air yards. And if he had connected on that deep ball that, you know, Ramsey won an Oscar for that pass interference, I think this is a different story and people will be targeting Gallup as he would have finished with just as many points as him on less targets. So given the fact that he's the deep ball guy, and as long as he's given volume, which there should be a ton of that this week, he's in a home run spot. And the probability that against this weak Falcons defense to score a touchdown are much higher than usual. Now, what I want to do by running it back with specifically Ridley is that it's making me super diverse by having both of the middle-tiered guys, as most people will be either going all out on getting both Julio for $7,400 and Cooper, or they're going to get one of these higher-tiered guys, and they're going to pair him up with one of the bargain bin guys, like Russell Gage for $4,800 or CeeDee Lamb for $4,700. The chalk is definitely going to be Gage, and I highly recommend staying away from him, as his targets will drop drastically this week, and he won't be nearly as efficient because by the fourth quarter last week, the Seahawks started running with a cover 2 defense, allowing everything to be caught in front of them to keep them inbounds, let the clock run, just so, you know, time can expire as soon as possible, which allowed them to get a ton of yards. But dating back from last year, Ridley and whatever tight end there was, is and are usually the beneficiaries of the red zone slash end zone targets, aka the most valuable ones. So give me Ridley's upside, while everyone else wants, you know, to have the chalky, fluky Russell Gage. Lastly, at the tight end position, I have three guys that I just keep finding myself using, and that's it. It's either these three guys or nobody. Either I'm going with Jared Cook, you know, with Michael Thomas out. More than likely, he's going to be getting most of the red zone, end zone targets, and he is going to be almost peppered with targets this week because it's either Jared Cook, Emmanuel Sanders, or Tre'Quan Smith. Unless you want to throw it to Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara all day, which could happen, but it is Drew Brees. His depth of target isn't going to be long, so Emmanuel Sanders, I don't like. Tre'Quan Smith, he's okay, but Jared Cook, he's going to be the go-to guy for Drew Brees. Even with Michael Thomas, Jared Cook was a great play. Now, without Michael Thomas, Jared Cook is an amazing play. One of the other guys that I always find myself getting is Jonnu Smith. With A.J. Brown out and having a nice matchup against the Jaguars and the ability to really explode on every single play because of his type of athleticism, and he's only $4,002 or $4,200, so, you know, even more of a reason to want him. It just blows my mind because Corey Davis, I like Corey Davis too, but Jonnu Smith is going to be the playmaker this week. And lastly, I got Chris Herndon. With Jameson Crowder out, he should get all the underneath stuff, like everything underneath. There's no other guy that could even fill in that role, except for maybe I think it's Braxton Berrios. Terrible. Nobody's, pretty much. Anyways, he should get a ton of volume, and in this one, they're going to be more than likely huge underdogs, and he's also ridiculously super duper cheap at $3,400, which is a steal in my opinion. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but I just have to let you know about Thrive Fantasy. It's a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. And you only have to choose half of the players given to you for the lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The riskier the pick, the more points you get. Rack up the points to win a share of the prize pool. Also, use promo code FFLOVERS, no space, when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the app or Play Store, or simply by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today. Now, the thing you have all been waiting for, which are my value plays. The guys that make it all happen. The people no one is really talking about, or let's hope not, so we can have low ownership. First off, it's Paris Campbell again, going up against the poorest Viking secondary for only $4,500. He led his team with 9 targets last week and could get a chance to really showcase his speed in this one, and I wouldn't doubt if he breaks a short slant and turns it into a touchdown this week. The only other concern that I have for Paris Campbell is T.Y. Hilton might have one of those, you know, T.Y. Hilton games where he just destroys the slate and he goes off for like 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. But that's normally against the Texans, so we're going to leave this one to Paris Campbell today. Next is Darius Slayton for $5,000. And this is like a kind of cheap, kind of not guy, but his upside is just way too nice to pass up on. You know, at least in a few lineups. The Bears have shown that they aren't the same defense as they once were. And it all seems like Slayton is Daniel Jones' favorite target as of now. And he's involved in everything. And he's the deep route guy. Apparently, he's everything in the red zone. He does short stuff. Guy does everything. Awesome. Give me that. $5,000. Smash button. And now, my last guy that I'm going to give you guys, he's the real penny pincher here, as he's only $3,900. And he had 10 targets last week, 2 of which were in the red zone. And he's only a rookie. The guy I'm talking about is Quintez Cephas. And he's playing in a game where there's potential for a ton of negative game script against the Packers. Unlike the previous game against the Bears, in which they were up majority of the time. And I don't even care if his targets go down to 6. That's still a lot for this price. And if he's, you know, happens to fall into the end zone, that's instant value. Also, Galladay is out, so he's going to be on the field no matter what. That's all I have for you guys today, and if you guys enjoy this type of content, then please let me know by subscribing and rating it. And if you don't like it, well then don't listen to it. If you want to see other things that I randomly blurb about, or some more insight that doesn't get put on the podcast, go and follow me on Instagram at FantasyFootballLovers. And on Twitter at FFLovers_. Be sure to go and snag some merch as well to represent the brand, you filthy freaks. Peace.